From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Melissa Block. After more than 400 days in Iranian custody, American Sarah Shord is free. She landed in Oman tonight and was met by her mother and uncle. She told journalists there she was, in her words, fine. Sarah Shord was one of three Americans jailed and accused of spying after they allegedly crossed over the border from Iraq into Iran while on a hike. Thomas Erdbrink is following the story from Tehran. He's a correspondent with The Washington Post. And Thomas, tell us about what led up to the release today of Sarah Shord. There was some sense that maybe that wouldn't happen quite so soon.
Well, basically, President Ahmadinejad had announced that she would be released on Saturday, when suddenly the judiciary came out and said, look, this woman is not going to be released because her case has not yet been finished. After about a day, the judiciary kind of turned and said that, yes, she can be freed, but only after $500,000 in bail will be paid. Now, this has apparently happened, and now Ms. Shord has flown to Oman and is free.
Now, Sarah Shord made a statement before she left. She was interviewed at the airport, apparently, by Iran's press TV. What did she say?
Well, she basically thanked President Ahmadinejad for his help in this case. And this is an indication that President Ahmadinejad is very intended to make sure that this case looks positive for him.
Now, after Iran had demanded $500,000 in bail, Sarah Shord's family said, look, we can't pay that. Now she is out. Was the bail, in fact, paid? And do we know who paid it and to whom?
Well, it's unclear who has paid, but what is clear is that the state of Oman, the Sultanate of Oman, has actually intervened in this matter. I've been told by diplomats here that they were approached by the U.S. government asking them to intervene in this case. And since the bail payment was also done at the Iranian State Bank's branch in Oman, I think that either the Omani government has at least advanced the money or guaranteed the money or facilitated the money.
Sarah Shord apparently had health issues. Do you know anything about her physical condition?
Well, I spoke with her lawyer several times today and yesterday, and he has met Ms. Shord today, and he said, well, she looked fine, she felt fine. I assume that in the coming days we'll know if she's actually doing well or not.
So Sarah Shord is now free, but of course there are two other hikers, including Sarah Shord's fiancé, Shane Bauer, and their friend Josh Fatal, who are still in prison. The families have said, as we prepare to welcome Sarah home, we will not rest until Shane and Josh are home too. What do we know about what happens next with the other two hikers?
Well, Tehran's prosecutor, while releasing Mrs. Shord, has very clearly said that he intends to keep Mr. Bauer and Mr. Fatal for another 2 months. And he also said that, look, these people, no matter what, are going on trial. Now, if this will happen is completely unclear. It could be that another deal will be made and these guys will also be freed.
Would there be a counter scenario to that, that Iran would respond by treating the other two more harshly, having freed Sarah Shord, that the other two may have a tougher road ahead of them?
No, I don't think so. I think it's very clear now that this case has served its purpose for the Iranians. For over a year now, they've been trying to prove that these three hikers have been spies. So it's becoming increasingly harder for the judiciary and also the Iranian government to keep these two men here in custody. I assume that they will also be released, possibly within the coming weeks or in the coming months, but they will definitely not remain here.
Thomas Erdbrink, thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thomas Erdbrink is a correspondent with The Washington Post. He spoke with me from Tehran.